Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Generative AI Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Owners in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of generative AI models, including generative adversarial networks, GANs, variational autoencoders, VAEs, and transformers. Additionally, we will examine their key differences and various applications in the finance and fintech sectors. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify these models and understand how they can be applied in financial contexts, enabling you to make informed decisions as a product owner. Main content overview of GANs, VAEs, and transformers. Generative AI models are designed to create new content based on patterns learned from existing data. The three primary types we will focus on are generative adversarial networks, GANs, variational autoencoders, VAEs, and transformers. Generative adversarial networks, GANs, consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, that work against each other. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them against real data, providing feedback. This adversarial process continues until the generator produces data indistinguishable from real data. GANs are particularly effective for generating realistic images and have applications in finance, such as creating synthetic datasets for training models without compromising sensitive information. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, are a type of generative model that learns to encode input data into a compressed representation and then decode it back to its original form. VAEs add a probabilistic twist, allowing for the generation of new data points by sampling from the learned distribution. This can be especially useful in finance for anomaly detection, where VAEs can learn normal transaction patterns and help identify fraudulent activities by highlighting deviations. Transformers are a powerful model architecture initially designed for natural language processing. They utilize self-attention mechanisms to weigh the significance of different words in a sentence, allowing them to understand context better. In finance, transformers can analyze vast amounts of financial news, reports, and social media data to predict market trends or sentiment, making them invaluable for investment strategies. Key differences in applications. While GANs, VAEs, and transformers each serve unique purposes, their differences lie in their architectures and the types of data they generate. GANs are primarily used for generating high-quality images or data that closely resemble real-world data. Their applications in finance include creating synthetic market data for risk assessment or backtesting trading strategies without exposing real customer data. VAEs, on the other hand, excel at generating variations of existing data and are particularly useful for tasks requiring data reconstruction. In finance, they can be employed for generating customer profiles based on historical data, thereby aiding in targeted marketing strategies. Transformers are best suited for sequential data and have revolutionized how we process language and time series data. In the finance sector, they can analyze historical stock prices, economic indicators, and other time-dependent data to provide predictive insights and inform trading decisions. Each of these models can be leveraged to enhance business operations in finance, from improving customer insights to streamlining fraud detection, ultimately leading to better decision-making. Examples in finance. Generative AI has a myriad of applications in the finance industry. For instance, GANs can be utilized to create synthetic datasets for training machine learning algorithms without risking the exposure of sensitive customer data. This is particularly useful in scenarios where data privacy is paramount. VAEs can assist in identifying unusual patterns in financial transactions, thereby enhancing fraud detection mechanisms. By learning what constitutes normal behavior, VAEs can flag anomalies that may indicate fraudulent activities. Transformers, with their ability to process large amounts of unstructured data, can be employed in sentiment analysis of financial news and social media. For example, a financial institution could use transformers to analyze trends and sentiments related to specific stocks or commodities, thus gaining insights that support more informed trading strategies. This capability to parse and interpret vast datasets is invaluable in today's fast-paced financial environment, where timely insights can significantly impact investment decisions. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the different types of generative AI models, GANs, VAEs, and transformers. We discussed their architectures, key differences, and specific applications within the finance and fintech industries. Understanding these models and their potential uses can empower you as a product owner to harness generative AI effectively in your projects. As we continue this course, you will gain deeper insights into how these technologies can transform financial services and drive innovation. Reflection questions: how can you apply GANs to enhance data privacy in your financial products? In what scenarios could you leverage VAEs for customer insights in your marketing strategies? What challenges might you face when integrating transformers into your financial analysis workflows?